I know nothing about saddles. I know that the treasure is mine, all mine. Diamonds, pearls, emeralds, rubies, gold, and silver. Your friend Drover thinks the pirates took it, but ha ha ha, they did not. I led them to an empty chest and the fools took it. And now I am rich.
The air hissed out of my body. You're a lunatic.
I am rich, and soon I will become the Emperor of Madagascar.
You are so full of baloney, I can't believe it.
Yes, and now I must leave. They are waiting for my return. Goodbye.
And then, before my very eyes, he crawled beneath a canvas tarp until only the tip of his long stick tail was showing. I knocked on the tarp. Hey, where are you now?
The coast of Spain. Tomorrow we sail with the tide. Leave me alone. Goodbye.
Well, so much for my case against Jake. For a while there, I had thought... Actually, I had suspected all along that he... To tell you the truth, I was thoroughly confused. Nothing made sense. My entire investigation had fallen to pieces. In deepest despair, I curled up beside the spare tire, closed my eyes, listened to the hum of the motor. I was bushed. It had been a long day, and one I would do my best to forget. Slim drove north to the county road, then turned east. I didn't know where we were going, and I didn't care. After all I'd been through, spending a few days in the back of a pickup seemed a pretty good deal. Slim sped up and went through his gears. The rumble and bump of the Caliche Road beneath the tires was like music, and I felt myself drifting off and surrendering my iron grip on the world. Since I was in a rather low frame of mind, I chose a bone dream instead of the usual Beulah dream. I queued it up and settled back to watch. It was pretty good. Singing T-bones, 13 of them, in a long line of... The hum of the tires changed pitch. So did the motor. We were slowing down. Anyway, there was this line of singing T-bones, see, and the pickup pulled over to the side of the road and stopped.